الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of tawakkul, we're looking at the life of Musa alayhi salam. And after his childhood, as we know, Musa alayhi salam's whole life is a story of tawakkul. Musa alayhi salam goes to Madian, and the dua that he makes when he sits under the shade of the wall, O Allah, whatever khair you give me, I am in need of it. Now this is a very beautiful dua of Musa alayhi salam, where Musa alayhi salam is leaving his entire life and all that he needs and all that he requires to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's discretion. And he says, I am the faqir. I am the one in need. Min khairin faqir. I am faqir for the khair. Whatever you send to me, I need this. And then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him both things for the dunya, hasana fi dunya wa hasana fi akhirah. He gets a wife and family, and he also gets tarbiyah. So 10 years where he works and he gets his tarbiyah. So the example of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Musa alayhi salam fulfills his covenant, works 10 years, and then he is going back to Egypt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that whole scene so beautifully, where Musa alayhi salam, the result of the tarbiyah, the result of all of this work. And of course, it's not only result, because nubuwwat is not from work. Nubuwwat is selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trains and he gives tarbiyah to his anbiya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives him nubuwwat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the hukum, establish salah for my zikr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tarbiyah. The whole story of Musa alayhi salam and his asa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him the question, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ, what is in your right hand, Ya Musa? And Musa alayhi salam's answer and all the rest of it, which we know. And then Musa alayhi salam is sent to اِذْهَبِ إِلَىٰ فِرَوْنَ فَإِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go to Firaun, because he has rebelled. And that is why the Shair said about this whole incident of Musa alayhi salam, where he said, Khuda ki den ka Musa se poochiye ahwal, ke aag lene ko jaye, payambari mil jaye. So he said, ask Musa alayhi salam about the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. He went to get some fire and Allah gave him the nubuwwat. And then we come to the next stage of the tawakkul of Musa alayhi salam, where Musa alayhi salam is standing in the court of Firaun. And I always remind myself, and I remind you also, is when you hear these stories, don't just listen to the words, try to put yourself in that situation. Go and read up if you find the time, and you should find the time. Read up about the Pharaonic Empire. Read up about who was Ramesses the Fourth. What kind of, when we are saying stand in the court of Pharaoh, what are we saying? Today we go for some of our work to one government officer and we know what it means. You have to go and stand, it doesn't matter who you are. You have to go stand in a line, and when that man calls you, he calls you. This is not a government officer. This is A man who is not just a king, he is a king who declared himself to be God. He used to have people to worship him, people used to make sujood to him. He owned everything, whatever he saw was his. Yeah. And generations of wealth. It's not just Firaun was not, Ramesses the Fourth was not somebody who took over the throne. Generations of centuries of wealth. Centuries of wealth, knowledge, which they were famous for. It's not just money. These people were, Genghis Khan also had money. You know, he had thousands of cartloads of gold and silver. But that's it. He had military power and he had money. But the pharaohs were not just military power. They had military power, they had money. And they also had tremendous knowledge, amazing knowledge. Because imagine that the buildings that they built and the temples and the pyramids. And so this didn't come from lack of knowledge. This came from amazing knowledge of technology, some of which we don't even understand it till today. 3,000 years later, we still don't know how they did it. And we have all kinds of theories, but they did it. The thing is there, sitting there on the face of the earth. And in the court of that Firaun is standing Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked that whole scene so much that he described it for us to show the tawakkul of his Nabi. And the lesson from tawakkul, which inshallah I will explain. The Firaun is asking Musa alayhi salam, "Wama Rabbul Alameen?" Who is this Rabbul Alameen? And Musa alayhi salam says, "Rabbi samawati wal ardi wama bainahuma in kuntum muqineen." He says, "He is the Rabb, the creator, the sustainer of the heavens and the earth and everything else in between. And if you will understand and be obedient." And then Firaun turns to the people around him and he says, "Have you listened to this man? Well, Majnoon, he is crazy. What is this nonsense he is talking?" That reaction of Firaun is understandable. Because here is a man who claimed to be God and here is somebody standing there and saying, "You are not God. God is the one who created you." But the reaction of Musa alayhi salam to Firaun's statement is not understandable unless you see it in the light of tawakkul, in the light of the spirit of Dawah, in the light of the method of Dawah. Musa alayhi salam does not engage with Firaun. He does not say, "You are crazy, I am not crazy. Did I declare myself to be God? You declare yourself to be God. Are you God?" Did he debate with him? Did he argue with him? Nothing. Musa alayhi salam sticks to his own story. He says, "He is the Rab, he is your Rab, and he is also the Rab of your Aba wal Ajdad, your ancestors. If you understand." And then Firaun says, "I am the Rab. Under me is flow rivers. I own this place." Musa alayhi salam says the same thing again. So what is Musa alayhi salam doing here and what is this principle of Dawah and how is it related to tawakkul? It is related to tawakkul in the sense that imagine that you are the pilot of a plane and this plane is crashing. This plane is in a tailspin. Now, I have friends of mine who are instructor pilots, and they tell me that, they said, "We teach people that if you get into an emergency, go back to the book, we say go back to the manual, meaning do an instrument check, don't get into the panic, don't let the surroundings affect you, go back to the manual, do what you are supposed to do according to the manual, because that is the only thing which will save you. Go back to the instrument check, do the instrument check. That's the only thing which has the chance of saving you because the manual has this entire thing. What must you do? If you follow the steps, you will survive. If you don't follow the steps, if you get stuck in the panic, you will die." And that's exactly what Musa alayhi salam is doing. His job is to give da'wah. His job is not to argue with the man. His job is not to get involved with him. His job is not to answer him. His job is to state his business. And this is based on the tawakkul, that as long as I fulfill my part of the covenant, my Rabb will fulfill his part of the covenant. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's part of the covenant? Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my Nabi, and this gave to Musa, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, oh my Nabi, you balligh ma unzila ilayk, whatever came to you, you convey this. Your job is to convey. Your job is not to convince. Balligh. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ
فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ.
And if you do not do that, then you have not fulfilled the work for which you were sent, the risala. وَاللَّهُ يَاسِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the people. That is Allah's side of the bargain. Your job is to convey. To protect you from the people is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's job. Don't worry about that. Do not worry about that. So Musa alayhi salam is not concerned that he is standing in the court of a man who has absolute power and authority, that he can order whatever he wants. Musa alayhi salam is not even bothered that he actually is carrying a death sentence on his own head because he was accused of murder and he was sentenced to death. So the Firaun can legally, I mean, he does not need the law because he is the law. But even if he didn't want to do that, he still has law also on his side. Musa alayhi salam is not concerned with any of that. Musa alayhi salam understands what is the meaning of tawakkul. Tawakkul is you do your job. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do his job. And that's why the message for me and reminder for myself and you is, let us focus on our job. Let us not get distracted here and there, worrying about what this one is saying, that one is saying, trying to answer this one, trying to argue with that one. No need for any of that. You convey your message. You do your job by speaking about it, by living that, by demonstrating that in your akhlaq. You do your job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's job is to do his job, and he will do it. That is something that is not a matter of doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and always fulfills his promise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have tawakkul and complete trust in him, because only he is worthy of this trust. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.